welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles running back LeSean McCoy, off to yet another great start in this 2013 season. LeSean, I want to try something a little different today. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, you look good.
Happy to be here.
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming. I want to try, you pretty much said everything about yourself that you can say. So what I want you to do today is look at some film of Eagles running backs from the past.
All right.
And give us a little scouting analysis and tell us about their style and what you admire about them as running backs. So let's roll some of the film here. You are going to move up the ranks here with the Eagles' all-time rushing numbers, and someday you will be number one. But for now, these four men in front of you. Let's start with Steve Van Buren. Now, this is back in the 1940s. Big man. Tell me what you see from him.
Yeah, looks big, looks explosive.
Yeah. I mean, does a big hole, too. He is a huge man. Get to the corner there, right?
Looks fast.
Yeah. A little bit of moves.
Yeah.
Like, LeSean, look at these holes. I didn't realize these holes were so huge. This is a man who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and loves that edge. Run somebody over. There we go.
Broken tackle. Yeah.
Now, that's a guy who's 215 pounds back then. Do you ever play in snow?
No, never.
Yeah. I mean, that guy moves the pile right there. So you would call him, would you call him a power back? Would you call him a speed back, or is he everything?
He has a total package. I think size, speed, he looks elusive. He looks good.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the all-time best. And
I see why.
Yeah. And now it's interesting. Obviously, I don't think the caliber of athlete back then is quite what it is now. 4.4 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Van Buren.
69 touchdowns.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And only 45 catches in his day. They didn't really throw the football very much. So that is number one, Steve Van Buren. Now, back in the 1970s and the 80s, it was Wilbert Montgomery's turn here in Philadelphia. You know a little bit about Wilbert. Let's take a look at Wilbert and some of the big runs that he had. This is a man who had some injury problems, not a big guy, but you see those big, gigantic thighs.
And this is good because I actually know him. So
I can really
talk to him about his game.
There's Harold blocking down the field.
Okay.
He can make some moves, though.
Boom.
Yeah.
Woof.
Now, that balance right there, now he's got the ball tucked away. He's got his balance. Look how low he is. Is that unusually low?
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
The lower you are, the better.
Got his pads down and leans forward. I like the.
He's lean. Yep.
I see a little bit of you in him. Would you agree with
that? I don't know. He looks better.
He looks better than you? Okay. I don't mind seeing this, though. Now, look at his numbers. He's the all time leading rusher in franchise history. Again, 4.5 yards. Per carry, 273 catches. The only problem with Wilbert Montgomery was durability. Got hurt a lot.
Is that right?
But he is a fantastic player.
His stats look pretty good to me.
His stats look very good. You'll get there someday. You keep working hard. All right, now another one that you're familiar with, Deuce Staley.
Big Deuce.
Now, he criticizes you. Not criticizes. He critiques you every day.
Right.
Let's critique a little bit of Deuce Staley.
Look at Deuce.
Yeah.
Look how small he looks.
Now, but look at those feet. Ball's
okay,
tight.
Hey, Deuce.
Yeah. Making the shoulders move. Terrific all-purpose running back. Did you watch Deuce when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And here he goes, taking off against the New York Giants. Runs
I'm a
through people.
Boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
Carries people. I remember early in your career, he talked about your leg drive, and he felt that he could improve your leg drive. Because Deuce obviously did it right there. You see any of yourself in Deuce Staley?
Deuce is a bruiser.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he looks quick, though.
Yes, he does. He outran that entire New York Giants defense right there.
Okay, Deuce.
Now, that's Deuce Staley about, 220 pounds? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Those are pretty good numbers there. 4 yards per carry, 287 catches, did it all. Do you see Deuce Staley and you guys, is it all kind of similar?
Pretty similar. I think he's a more aggressive runner than I am. But as far as like the lateral movement, I think we're kind of similar.
So when you mean aggressive, what's that mean?
I mean, just carrying 4 or 5 guys, as you've seen on tape.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I need to work on.
Okay. Is that something like leg drive? Is that an area of your game that you want to get better at?
I think so.
All right, now let's talk about Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook, who helped tutor you when you were new to the league.
Right.
Westbrook did it all also. Another multi-purpose back for the Philadelphia Eagles and a great one. We take a look at B. West, number 36. What did you admire about his game?
He's the type of player that he stayed on the field the whole game. From running, catching, blocking. He did everything. Receiving, split out wide, punt returns, you name it.
Most explosive player in the backfield that you've played with, LeSean?
He's one of them for sure. So explosive.
Not a big guy though. Is it the thing I liked about Westbrook was the vision. He saw the whole field. He makes guys miss. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you can develop as a running back, or is that something that you're kind of born with?
I don't know. I think it's just something you're born with. He's just talented. Yeah. I think this is vision and explosion. You can't coach that.
And one thing I think it's interesting that all of you do is, and I think young people don't understand, fans don't understand, when they talk about lowering your pads, and you see Westbrook's numbers there are
only
terrific.
12 fumbles. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that jumps out at you.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Each of them had 42, 43. Yeah. I think Deuce had 22. Brian had 12.
Interesting that statistic.
With 6,000 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 1,300 rushing attempts and 12 fumbles.
That's good.
Yeah. And then this is a big punt return that we see on the walls here at the NovaCare Complex. Again, not a big guy, but the strength in the thighs, the elusiveness. Everybody runs low to the ground, LeSean. Is that something you have to do that?
Yeah. I think the reason why we do it as backs is so the defenders can't see you and they can't grab you. Because everybody's so much taller than all the running backs. So we're already low. I think the lower you are, you know, the more explosion you can get and burst out of your breaks.
I've watched film of you from your high school days. Did you study anybody when you were a kid? Did you just run?
I was a big fan of Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites. The thing I really watched, though, is just the ball security, though, from all the other guys. Their ball's out there a little bit more than mine's, which is surprising.
But so you're covering up.
I'm definitely going to text Deuce and Westbrook.
No, I think the ball's tight right there. See, do people mistake it for when it's away from your body? It's still tight in your arm, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's just when I'm out in the open space.
What do you see when you watch this guy now?
I don't see as much as I've seen the other guys.
You like watching other guys, huh?
Yeah. You can learn a little bit more.
Well, I mean, I just think it's a very similar – you're similar to Westbrook. I mean, you're similar to all of them. The Eagles have this long line of great running backs, and you're one of them, LeSean, and it's been great to watch you mature and watch you develop. And it seems like maybe going up the field you've gotten better. Not that you were ever bad at it, but you're getting up the field faster now.
Yeah. I think it's a time and place to dance. You don't make the right cuts, but majority of the time you got to get upfield.
Yeah. Is it different in this running attack than it had been in the first 4 years?
I think it's just, yeah, you got to be more patient. More patient. And the good thing with this offense is, you know, I know I'm going to get the ball. I know I'm going to get enough carries, you know, so I can be patient. You know, every run I have to be a home run.
Right. Do you watch a guy like Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. I like Adrian Peterson's game. Even though it's a competition, I think, with all the other backs, I'm a fan of a lot of backs, and I kind of watch them all.
Is there a fraternity among running backs in this league? Sweet move right there. Sweet move right there.
What you ask me?
Is there a fraternity? You're just watching. You're just enjoying it.
I'm trying to see what cuts I got to work on.
Is that right? You're studying yourself here. Is there a fraternity among backs in the league? Do you guys all stay in touch?
I mean, we're friends. A good thing we all do is we all work out together. You know, so like on all season, I work out with Frank Gore and other guys.
And there you go. Yep. See that big number right there? See that zero right there under rushing touchdowns? Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
LeSean McCoy, great. 395 yards through the first few games here, leading the NFL in rushing. Keep up the good work. And anytime you want to come in here and watch some film with some guys, we got it all day long, man.
All right.
All right.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
LeSean McCoy in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.